LC Ballerini. It's Baggage on 103.7 WHHT. Good Wednesday morning. It's Pets and Paws. And I have missed Connie and the animals from Brawa. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. It's nice to be back.
Yes. Got through the holidays and you went on a little vacay.
I did and had a good time.
Yes. Had some time off. And so we are back at it this morning. And Connie has brought a couple of bundles of cuteness today.
I sure did.
You always do, though.
So now they're getting comfortable.
They are. They are. They were being kind of shy and quiet at first, but now they're getting a little more comfortable.
Yes.
So you have Klein?
Yes. I had to think about it. You have Calvin. I have Klein.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Yes. I have Calvin. You have Klein, and they are adorable.
And we believe them to be, we have them down as a Border Collie puppy, if you ask about them. However, I do believe they have Aussie in them. They sure do look like Australian Shepherds.
Yours especially.
Yes.
Yes. This one over here, his coat is a little different.
It's dense. It's very dense.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly is holding a kind of beautiful chocolate brown, cute little eyes. He has a little bit of white, I think, on one of his toes, maybe on his chest.
Yeah.
And mine is kind of a brown with a lot of black furnishings around the face.
Mm-hmm.
So they're cute as can be.
They really are.
And we have a wait list started on them. They're going to be 8 weeks old, and we actually are going to do their neuters, because they're both boys, on Thursday. So they'll be ready to go.
They'll be ready for their forever home.
Yes.
And you have lots of animals that are available right now for adoption.
We are very full. You know, when it gets cold like this, people don't know what to do with their animals that are outside.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a lot of surrenders, unfortunately. And also just dogs that run, you know, they get loose and it's really cold and people can't get out. And for whatever reason, maybe they don't know where to find them. So we are really full right now.
Yes.
Really full. Even with cats.
Yeah.
Right now. So
what are some reminders that you can give folks who have those outdoor animals? I've been noticing the post about the straw and the hay that you guys have been handing out.
Yes. You always want to use straw for bedding. You just think of it as hay is for horses. They eat it. And straw is for bedding. Straw actually absorbs moisture better. So you want to use straw as bedding. Lots of it. Never use a blanket. Blankets, when the animal is breathing, the condensation from their breath or the moisture from their breath can freeze the blanket. So you don't want to use blankets. And if you can, create some kind of flap on the front of like your doghouse or their habitat that they're staying in. Do that from keeping from the elements and the wind. Increase their food intake, definitely, because it takes a lot of energy when it's cold outside out of them. So increase their food intake and make sure their water is always fresh and does not freeze.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And of course, if at all possible, bring those animals in
absolutely.
The basement. And, you know,
there's so many places.
Yeah.
So many places.
Yeah.
I mean, even a shed or a basement or a breezeway, just temporarily get them inside if you can when it's this cold out.
Right.
You know, freezing is 32 degrees. So you think of hypothermia. You know, when they're out there. And then think of their little paw pads standing on this freezing cold.
No.
You know, so if you can get them inside, that absolutely is the best.
Definitely. All right. So do you have an eat for the week, Connie?
Absolutely. We could actually use Lysol wipes right now.
Okay.
And paper towels.
Lysol wipes and paper towels. So if you are making a run to the grocery store, which I know many of you are, because you're going to get stocked up before this potential winter storm
on Friday.
So make sure that you, if you can, pick up a little extra and donate to Brawa. So Connie, thanks so much for being here this
morning
and bringing Calvin and Klein.
Yep,
so cute. He's wanting to chew my cord to my headphones.
Yep.
You didn't have that.
They're getting comfortable.
They are. Stop by Brawa, located on Trojan Trail in Glasgow. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks again, Connie.